Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for August 22nd to the 28th. So, we have been getting a lot of really interesting energy coming through. They're saying to me right now that it hasn't necessarily been showing up on the charts. So meaning if we look at the Schumann resonance scale, there hasn't been anything really significant. I mean, it went up to a 62 the other day. Right now it's sitting at a 17, which is relatively low. I mean, it's higher than its normal base rate of 7.8 hertz, right? So we know we don't ever get to that low anymore, which is significant. Not many people are talking about it. To me, though, it feels quite significant how the base rate for the center of the earth was 7.8 hertz, and we haven't seen that kind of measurement in a really long time. So it has jumped. So that's jumped. There's, you know, so is there a new base? Will they say there's a new base rate? Will they acknowledge that we're not going backwards anymore? That we'll see. And then as far as the geostorm activity, the solar flare activity, we're sitting at a KP of 2 right now, which is pretty quiet, nothing serious happening. But we also have the 5 forecasted again. So I feel like there's been like a bit of a pattern where throughout the day, well, our daytime anyways here in Southern Ontario, it's been kind of quiet. And then we start to see some more of the activity happening at night. You may have noticed that yesterday. So there was a big jump that happened in energy last night. And you may have experienced, you know, a headache just out of nowhere, just comes in. And then also just kind of goes out too quickly. So not headaches that are like lasting forever and ever, but it's almost like, you know, when people can feel, they talk about feeling the barometric pressure in their bones, their legs get achy, or they, you know, have the headache stuff. It's the same thing, you know, for a lot of us that feel the other stuff too, that feel the Schumann and feel the KP, the geostorms, the solar flares. You know, I was really connecting with my team this weekend and, you know, asking them, you know, a lot of questions about the ascension process, a lot of questions about the ascension symptoms. And, you know, there's some of us who get hit extremely hard. And, you know, and I think that I'm one of them. I feel like I am one of them, where I'm always having that, you know, that sense of awareness of how everything is feeling. You get the dizziness, the vertigo, the wobbly, all of that. But there are other light workers, healers that I know who actually have it even worse than I do, where it literally makes them bedbound, where they can't get out of their bed because they can't walk or they can't see properly. So we all experience things to varying degrees. And, you know, it depends on how energetically open you are. And they were showing me, like, they kept on showing me, it's like having the, you know, imagine that you have like a wound or a sore on your arm, and then you put a Band-Aid on it, so you can kind of still feel the wound, it still has that. But if you take the Band-Aid off, then it's fully open. I don't know why they showed me it like that, but they're showing me like that for the energy sensitivity. So like how there can be the different degrees of how we are experiencing things. And so there's many things, though, that can like damper or slow down how you feel things. And of course, everything having a vibration, everything carrying a vibration, alcohol is one of the number one numbing substances on the planet that literally lowers your frequency, lowers your vibration. There are many drugs out, you know, on the planet that are very lowering. You know, when we talk about the harder drugs that are, you know, heroin, cocaine, crack, all of those are very, very lowering your frequency drugs. And I know that there's a debate about marijuana. You know, there's a lot of people in the spiritual community who will say, you know, it's plant medicine and it's, you know, it's all natural and there's no chemicals in it. And so it raises your frequency. But it really depends on where your frequency is to begin with. So it can have the same effect. It can have the lowering frequency. It depends on where your frequency is, but there are many, many different things that we can add into our physical body that change our frequency. Pharmaceuticals is, another really big one. So, you know, any kind of anti-anxiety medicine, any kind of antidepressant medicine, even the medications that they put people on for their blood pressure. So any of the medicines that like kind of create a stopping effect in the body, they have an effect on our energetic field and how we can use our perceptions or our senses. And I can remember, you know, really, really well back in the day when I was seeing clients for my acupuncture practice in person, I can remember really specifically being able to, back in the day when I was doing, I would do acupressure as well. So touching the physical body, I could feel in the body when somebody was on a lot of medicine or somebody was on certain pharmaceuticals or if somebody was a drinker or a smoker, you could feel that. And there's just a shift in the frequency. There's like a dampening that happens. It's kind of like a Band-Aid that goes over top of it. And so know that, you know, at this point on your journey, it's good to know all of that information. It's good to have all of that information because it's part of your awakening process. So it's part of that, of the deciding, you know, what do I want to do that makes me feel better? What can I do to heal myself? What can I do to raise my frequency so that my experience reflects my frequency? Because that's really how it works, right? Guys, you know this by now, that it will be how you are vibrating, at what frequency you are vibrating within, that's going to create the experience that happens on the outside. And so it's really kind of interesting how we can tie all of these things. Remember, we are multidimensional beings. There are multiple layers to our existence. So we have to kind of have the awareness of everything when we're paying attention to it all. And so just as an example, when we take a look at the whole astrological process or the cycle that we come into on this particular planet. And so that has a lot to do with, you know, the timing of when your soul incarnated into the body. It has a lot to do with the different cycles that we have just from our planetary motion. So just from our planet moving around the sun, the moon. So our interactions with all of the big energy forces that cause changes within us. And so just as an example, we have our new moon coming up. So we've got the new moon this Saturday, which is in the sign of Virgo. And so if you're not a Virgo, this still means that this all applies to you. So, and think about this just for a moment. So you may be born under a specific sign. So I'm born under the sign of Aries. March 28th is my birthday. And so whatever date that you incarnated into the body, whatever date that you were born, whatever date you came into the physical body that you're in right now, that will be the vibrational frequency that you carry that will give you your astrological sign. But here's the really cool thing about it, because remember, all of those frequencies kind of flow like oxygen through us. They have a direct effect on our whole beings, on all of the energy that we have. So even though you may, you know, I'm an Aries, I'm still going to have the frequency effects of Virgo on my energy and on my experience right now, which is kind of cool because, and they're showing me right now, it's kind of like when you drive through a weather system. So, you know, when you're going on a long road trip and you can come across a part of the road that's like soaking wet. So you knew that it rained, but you missed the rain. And then you drive up a little bit more and then maybe hit the rain and then it's dry. Those, you know, you're driving through all of these systems. And with that, it's easy to see because you can see with your eyes, oh, I'm driving through fog, or I'm driving through rain, or I'm driving through snow. And we don't necessarily see with our waking eyes, but we're constantly driving through different frequencies. And so We're talking particularly about the astrological frequencies right now. And it's kind of cool because if you have the awareness of this, you can be like, oh, so just like if you were driving your car and all of a sudden you're driving through a snowstorm, you adjust your driving, right? You don't drive the same way through a snowstorm that you would drive through a dry, sunny day, right? Make sense? And so it's the same thing when we're talking about going through the astrological cycles. So as an example, we are coming into the energy of Virgo, and that's connected with the new moon energy. So we have two energetic forces right now that are kind of guiding us. So new moon energy, which we get to experience every single month, right, comes in the cycle. And that is the new beginnings, right? That's the feeling inspired. That's the, you know, no looking back. I can get my projects together. It's that inspirational energy. Very different than the full moon energy, right? Because the full moon energy is about releasing and purging and letting go, and so that you can reach your fullest potential, so that you can then come into the cycle of the new moon with like less baggage, being less heavy, less dense, so that you can use the creative energy. So we have the new moon energy there. So that's, we can anchor into that and feel into that and use that as inspiration. It gives us momentum. And then we can have the awareness that it's in the sign of Virgo. So that means that it's going to be in the frequency of Virgo. So Virgo energy, a fun way to do this is to think about any Virgos that you might know out there and just, you know, kind of have an idea of how they feel to you, what their frequency feels like to you, like what kind of a sense do you get from them. And when you do that, then you kind of have a bigger understanding of kind of, what they feel like. And it's not, you know, it's not an exact, because sometimes you will meet somebody that's on a cusp, right? So it's just at the end of a sign, starting at another sign. And sometimes they'll have like the duality of both. So sometimes that's not an exact, but you will still get the sense of kind of like the feeling of Virgo. So Virgo energy is very much about getting work done. So very, very organized, taking care of business, planning. And also it's very interesting because they don't have like an openly creative, flowy energy to them, but they do have a very, very connected, eyes wide open, big picture energy to it. So you will be able to tap into all of the positives of that frequency and use it right now to be able to get the stuff that you need to get done. So right now is like the perfect time to begin new projects. It's the perfect time to find new ways to support your health, to support your health system. I know this is coming up huge for me right now. So I am digging deep into Ayurveda, which is something that I haven't dug into for years and years and years, but I'm going back into that. And so you guys will be lucky because I'll share all of my learnings and insights with you about that. But I am going to be digging deep into that because, and I'll share more with you guys about this as well, but I'm going through a Kundalini awakening right now, which I will share with you guys because it's probably not what everybody thinks when somebody says, oh yeah, I've gone through my Kundalini awakening. Yeah. So I'm going to share that with you as I get information, and it's not something that I'm going to pretend to know everything about, because I'm learning as I go. So you guys will be able to learn with me through that. But again, so it would be a perfect time for you to kind of feel into, is this a great time for me to start looking at a new way to support myself physically, something that's different? Remember, we're coming into, and this is interesting, I've always found this interesting, that September to me always felt like a new year. You know how January 1st is our new year? That never feels like a new year to me. September always does. It always feels like the beginning of a new year, a new cycle to me. So this would be the perfect time for you guys to get into anything that feels like kind of like new, like, okay, I've been doing that for long enough. It's not working. It's not where I want it to be. So now it's time to try something new. And when you do that, you're going to have the support of the new moon energy with you, but you're also going to have the support of the energy of the Virgo energy, which will really, really help you. And we can kind of navigate and guide ourselves like using the moon cycles and using the sun cycles. So remember, we've had the sun has been in the sign of Leo. That changes today. Today, it's going to go into the sign of Virgo. The sun goes into the sign of Virgo. And so we'll feel that shift from the Leo energy. So like that more forceful, dominant, but also, egoic energy, like very everything being kind of forceful, like everything having like a bit of an urgency to it. We're going to lose that. We're going to lose that sense of all that. And we're going to come into the Virgo energy, which is more streamlined. It's going to feel less heavier. It will feel less overwhelming. Like there'll be a sense of lightness that comes with that. And we should start to notice that shift today. So give yourself permission to be like, oh, okay, again, you're navigating that human vehicle, you're driving that vehicle, and now you're in a different cycle, you're in a different system. So when you look out your dashboard, you look through your mirror, instead of it being the really hot, blazing sun of Leo, that kind of energy, now it's kind of a little bit shadier. It's a little bit, there's no wind there, it's calmer, so you're going to be able to navigate differently. And so you'll find that if you have that awareness in the stuff that you're doing right now, there'll be an energetic shift. So remember, it's a blending or a merging of energies. So your energy, the frequency that you're carrying right now, which shifts and changes all the time, by the way, that frequency is going to be blending with the frequencies of the cycles, right? So of the moon cycles, of the sun cycles, you're going to have that energetic mergence happen. And so it's kind of like that mutual, that creation that happens. And everybody's going to look a little bit different, right? Because whatever your base frequency is, mixing it with the other energy, that's what's going to be the new creation. So if you're somebody who has been feeling extremely heavy or extremely lethargic or extreme, all of that kind of energy that we've just, and you, that's how you're feeling through Leo season, you're going to feel the opportunity for a significant shift into Virgo. It will be different. You'll feel the difference. And, the easiest way to do this too is that they're saying to me right now for you to remember is that it goes back to the very big beginning of what we started talking about is how some people feel more sense and symptoms than others. You need to be able to open up your energy. The more you are open up energetically, the more opportunity you have to be able to tap into these other frequencies and use them. So instead of having to just, again, they're showing me they always do the car analogy, guys. I don't know why, but they show me it's the equivalent of like only driving in first gear. So if you're just navigating through everything, through the experiences with just your own frequency, so not having the awareness of all the frequencies around you, then you're in first gear. And then once you start to open up your energetic energies, your senses more, everything starts to come in and blend with you a little bit. So then that allows you to go into second gear, into third gear, into fourth gear. So you see how that happens. It's because we open up energetically and allow those frequencies in. Again, what are things that will stop us from bringing in the frequencies? Well, all the things I said that we talked about bringing into our physical body. So all of that stuff. But our ego and our pain body are also part of that equation. And so our ego and our pain body show up for us in our thoughts, right? So it'll be a huge thing about our thoughts, the thoughts that we're having. So if we're having a lot of judgment or resentment or bitterness or anger, those are all blocking frequencies. So they actually cause our frequency to shrink and don't allow us to open up. It's the same thing for the pain body frequencies. So the sadness, the grief, the depression, the loneliness, all of that the victim energy is a big one in there. All of that will slow us down frequency-wise as well and cause a restriction. So instead of an expansion, we will experience restriction. The thing about the restriction is when you are in a restricted mode, you're not receiving. And this is why when we're going to do our readings together on Thursday, I'm going to show you guys some ways where we can have we're going to do some exercises together in the beginning to show you how you can kind of tune in to your own frequency, but in the areas of your life so that you have the awareness, am I restricted energetically there or am I open energetically there? And so by doing that, we will know how to make adjustments to our frequency so that when we are asking questions to spirit, so when we're looking for guidance and insights, we are actually getting the support that we need in the areas that we need rather than in the areas we think that we need. And so if you were, very much in your mind, if you're very much ego-based or pain body-based, it's going to block the clarity. And trust me when I say this, I do hundreds of readings in a month where there are clients who are very, very energetically closed. And it would not matter what question they ask, they're not going to receive the insights or the guidance until they have the awareness of where their frequency is and where their receptive state is. And so once we have the awareness of that, we can shift and change that. And then you'll be really surprised because sometimes there will be a particular area of your life that has been your focus and you've been like asking all of the questions about that. And it really is not even the area that you need to get the answers on. It could be a completely different area. And so we're gonna do a little bit of that when we get together for our live on Thursday. And then we will do some questions. We will go in and ask some questions. And then I want to see how we can play with how normally we're almost a year together in the hub. And so that you guys have had a lot of opportunities to ask questions. And so I would be surprised to see the change of once you change, kind of shift your openness, your frequency awareness, and then what kind of questions you feel come up for you then, how that will change for you. It's very, very interesting. I'm excited to explore that with you guys for sure. So this week, that new moon energy is already coming in. We're already feeling the Virgo energy. You're going to be feeling that. So feel around what is new that can start for you right now. You're going to be paying attention to details more. That's going to be coming up with the Virgo energy. There's going to be more practical concerns that will come up. That's very, very Virgo. Being organized, very, very Virgo. Watch out for the negative energies, the negative frequencies that will come with that. So Virgo can be very obsessive. So really be aware of that. Don't get stuck on stuff. Don't get to the point where your mind just completely, absolutely fills up with something. That's obsessive. Be aware of that. Critical energy, that can come through with the Virgo energy as well. So being very, very picky, very, oh no, that's not right. No, that's not. It has to be exact. Be very aware of that because you can drive yourself crazy. What's that line in the Eagles song? Don't let your wheels drive you crazy. Pay attention to that. And the excessive, so the excessiveness of details, that will be the negative stuff that you want to pay attention to that you're not going to get caught up in. On the other side, though, some really, really good positive stuff. So Virgo's energy is very humble, right? It doesn't have to be boastful. It's going to be very different than the Leo energy. Very logical. So very, this needs to make sense to me. The organized will come in there. And then the responsible. So like the sense of, yes, I need to take care of this. I need to take care of business. And by doing so, it kind of makes me feel like I have my house in order. And so for some of you who've been feeling like a little bit chaotic or chaos in your frequency, that's kind of going to come together for you. Also, there's going to be the slowing down that comes in. And that's because we're coming into the new cycle, which begins in September as well. Okay, my lovelies, so much to play around with, but have fun playing this week with just the idea of you, how your frequency shifts and changes based on what cycles you're going through, based on, and there's so many cycles happening at once. Trust me, I'm going through 4 or 5 of them of my very own right now, which I will share with you guys in more detail. But we are going through the astrological cycles together so we can kind of share our stories and our experiences together so we can learn and grow through it together. So make sure you check your inbox because your Zoom link is going to be there for Thursday. And I will see you guys. If not, I will see you on the replay. If you don't get a chance to come join us live, I will see you on the replay. And then next week, our new September calendar is going to be coming out, and lots of really big stuff coming up for us in September, guys. Okay, sending you all huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.